T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hey, anybody who's anybody is going out to Indianapolis, and Ben Volen, senior NFL writer with the Boston Globe, is also there, and he joins us right now. Ben, good afternoon to you. How you doing, bud?
That was an intro. Anyone who's anyone is out there. Oh, and Ben Volen's out there, too. So.
Everybody's there, and Ben Volen. So.
You're big time. You're big time, Ben, which is why we appreciate you joining
appreciate
us.
Appreciate it, man.
Okay, real quick. With all the rumors that are out there, and I mean, it seems like in the last 24 to 48, maybe because their agents are in Indianapolis, I don't know, you can talk to that. But what do you think is the craziest rumor you've heard as far as where Tom Brady ends up?
Craziest rumor? That's a good one. I guess the Giants. The Giants, to me, is crazy. You know, Daniel Jones, I thought, had a very good rookie season. Obviously, you know, turnovers were not good. The team's record were not good. But you could tell Jones can play. He made some really nice plays as a rookie. And to then put him on the back burner and sign a 43-year-old quarterback, to me, doesn't make any sense. And it doesn't make sense for Brady to want to go there because he's just going to have Daniel Jones breathing down his neck. So the Giants, to me, make no sense. Otherwise, you know, I understand why the other teams are involved. Now, I think, like, the Titans, I think they would be crazy to move on to Brady and dump Ryan Tannehill after they just had their best season in 17 years, and Tannehill has this amazing season. I would want to build off of what I just did as opposed to going out and getting a 43-year-old quarterback. And, frankly, all these teams that need quarterbacks don't. Brady only makes sense in the fact that, you know, the buzz that he brings. You know, like the Chargers, the Raiders, if they want a new quarterback, the Colts, they should draft a kid. That's what you want to do. You want to draft and develop your own. The one team that I have really put in my bullseye that I don't think is getting a lot of buzz are the Tampa Bay Bucks. And that's actually one team where I do think it would make some sense to go get Tom Brady at his age, because they have some tremendous weapons. You know, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and O.J. Howard, and I think Brady would love those receivers. And their defense was surprisingly strong with Todd Bowles as their defensive coordinator last year. If you look at some of their numbers, if you go deeper, you know, beyond the basic stats, it's better than you think. And that is a team that is desperate to win. They have not made the playoffs in 12 years. The NFC South is a really, you know, I don't think it's a daunting landscape. It's kind of wide open in the NFC South. So, for me, I think, you know, and I've heard that the Bucs are going to be very interested, and Bruce Arians basically broadcasted to the world the other day when he was asked, is there any quarterback that would make you pick up the phone? And he said, yeah, Tom Brady, which violates every tampering rule in the book if the Patriots wanted to go after him. So I think the Bucs are a team that people aren't focusing enough on. I mean, obviously all the talk is on the Chargers and Raiders and some of the Titans. But to me, you know, if I'm looking at it realistically, I think the Bucs look like a pretty good option should Brady want to leave New England.
Where's all this coming from? Is this Brady's camp just trying to you know, put pressure on the New England Patriots? Or I mean, do you believe it's real? Or is there still hope for New England fans?
I mean, I definitely think you have to acknowledge the very real possibility that Brady could leave. But there's been like a deluge of these reports today. You know, one ESPN reporter saying he'd be stunned if he returned to New England. And I saw Ian Rappaport saying, oh, Brady's agent had met with 3 teams today. And they're just, it does seem to be like, well, it's obviously all coming from Brady's side. And it does seem like they're putting the pressure on the Patriots to, hey, let's get moving here. If you guys want Brady, you know, we're starting to, you know, talk to other teams, and the train's starting to move here. But one thing I was told this week, and Schefter, you know, I tweeted out this morning, and then Schefter kind of basically confirmed it a couple hours ago, is that the CBA is holding up, I think, everything. And it's not just Brady, but it's most of free agency. Teams don't know what the rules are going to be. They don't know what the salary cap's going to look like or the accounting rules or, you know, there's all these different tools at your disposal if there's a new CBA compared to the old one. So to me, you know, that makes a lot of sense that Belichick doesn't think it makes sense to even talk to Brady right now about a contract because they don't know what the rules are going to be. So, you know, we'll see where that goes. But it sure does seem like, you know, Team Brady is trying to light a fire under the Patriots and let them know, hey, if you guys don't step up to the plate, this guy's going to walk out the door.
We're talking with Ben Volen, Boston Globe, senior NFL writer. So what's the plan for the Patriots? Does Belichick have a plan if Brady leaves?
I mean, always. Belichick, if there's one thing about Belichick, he's never caught flat-footed. You know, they'll have a lot of intriguing options. I wouldn't mind them drafting a kid, and they also drafted Jarrett Stidham in the fourth round last year, and then just, like, set him, you know, put him in a cage and let him compete it out. Especially, you know, you'd have two cheap quarterbacks. It would allow you to really use some of that salary cap money elsewhere, you know, really beef up the offensive line, go get some other positions. So I wouldn't mind seeing them just going with two young kids and seeing who shakes out of that. But you also have to, I mean, obviously there are several of these like bridge veteran quarterbacks that are available. It's pretty unique how many veterans are going to be available via either, you know, free agency or trade. And the guy that I've been looking at for a long time is Andy Dalton. And a lot of Patriots fans, you know, scream at the top of their lungs at the notion of Andy Dalton, of all people, coming to New England. I mean, they just played the Patriots last year, and I think he had five interceptions in the game and just looked awful. But to me, you know, he's a 32-year-old guy. His contract's pretty reasonable. He's won a lot of games in the NFL. He's made the playoffs, you know, a lot of experience, still not too old. And it would be a fascinating experiment to see what happens when you take a guy from a bad environment and put him in a good environment like the Patriots. And we kind of saw something like that with Ryan Tannehill this year. I mean, the Dolphins could never really get anything out of him. And all of a sudden you put him in a better situation in Tennessee and he just completely lit it up last year. So, you know, I kind of would love to see a whole like Andy Dalton experiment. What happens when you put him with Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels? And then, you know, Teddy Bridgewater is going to be out there and, Cam Newton, maybe Marcus Mariota. I don't think the Patriots would realistically look at those guys, but there are definitely options if they do move on from Brady. But I still think if they want to win the Super Bowl this year, it's definitely Tom Brady is their best option.
All right, Ben, we'll get you out of here with this. Appreciate the time here from Indianapolis. How realistic is the possibility of a scenario where Bill Belichick wants to move on, but Robert Kraft steps in and says, you know what? I'm going to use my trump card here. We're not letting him go. How realistic is that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I tend to think that's how it's going to go. Not that Belichick is going to be adamantly against Brady coming back, but I think he's just kind of like, whatever. You know, I don't think he wants to extend too much to bring Brady back and wouldn't mind, you know, moving on to the future and just, you know, it's been a great 20 years, but like, let's move on already. But I also think Belichick would take him back, and I do think ultimately it'll come down to Brady and Kraft, you know, hammering it out. And the Patriots are very sensitive to that perception right now because, you know, there was that whole ESPN the Magazine report from a few years ago where they outlined how Kraft basically overruled Belichick and forced him to trade Jimmy Garoppolo. And so they're very sensitive to that perception that Kraft kind of meddles and that he was involved with that decision and that he'll be involved with this decision. But it's like, this is the most important player for your franchise, and this is the most important decision you maybe ever have faced. Like, of course Robert Kraft's going to be involved. It would be crazy if he completely removed himself from the decision altogether. So I think it's those three, you know, Belichick, Brady, Kraft, just getting their coconuts together. And I don't think it'll take too long, you know, maybe just a couple days to hammer out some of the particulars. It shouldn't be too complicated if they want to make it happen. You know, the one thing I can't quantify is if Brady's just like, you know what, I'm done. I want a new challenge. I want something else. I don't get that sense, but you have to account for it, and it's very possible. And so there's certainly no guarantee that he comes back. But I think it's best for Brady to come back. The risk of falling flat on his face with another team, I think, is too great. And I think for the Patriots, it would just be too weird and too unpopular to not have Brady come back. And he's probably your best option to win another Super Bowl next year.
Okay, Ben. So because I'm taking so much heat via text messages about how I intro'd you, let me again, anybody who's important covering the NFL is out there, including a guy very important from the Boston Globe. He's Ben Volen. I hope that works. You weren't offended because I'm taking a ton of heat on that. We appreciate
it. No, well, my wife probably preferred the first way. keeps me grounded, keeps me in check, so that's good, you know.
Great stuff, everybody. Great stuff, Ben. We appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you soon, pal. Thanks.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.